So I've got my own guess about what your favorite regimen is. Why don't you tell me?
So my favorite regimen is RVD, which I think is the combination of our most active drugs, lenalidomide with bortezomib and dexamethasone. And I think the real power of RVD is that, in my mind, it's given us very high responses. If you look at the phase 2 portion only of that trial, the response rate was 100%. If you look at the VGPR or better rate, just for induction, it was over 70%. I mean, that's better than any transplant trial you can find. And I think the question we're now all asking is, for patients that achieve that CR up front, do they all need to go on to transplant? And some of the patients we've treated, we've elected to delay transplant for a later time, not completely throw it out. And I think that that's an important point to make, is that we're not throwing transplant out. We're just talking about the timing of the transplant, early versus late.
Do you do anything with these patients in terms of harvesting at that point?
We harvest them all after 4 cycles. And I think that is another important point, because it can be more difficult to harvest patients after 4 cycles of therapy.
What do we know, as long as we're mentioning that, about the issue of these new regimens and harvesting in general?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there was historically some concern about thalidomide and stem cell collection or mobilization. I think that there was some data suggesting perhaps you didn't collect quite as many, but I think clinically that was not a significant issue. And I can tell you, certainly I don't believe that there's any issue with harvesting with thalidomide. Bortezomib does not appear to have any issues with stem cell mobilization. Lenalidomide, while it's not a stem cell toxin, it does appear to arrest maturation of cells in the bone marrow. That's why you get some of that myelosuppression. And it does appear that it can complicate the collection of stem cells with growth factors alone. And a lot of us with these high CR rates are saying, we don't want to give chemomobilization, we want to give growth factor alone. And so you may not be successful as much with lenalidomide with growth factor alone, but almost all these folks can be rescued with either AMD 3100 or cyclophosphamide.